الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Eid al-Fitr prayers show our appreciation for divine blessings during Ramadan. September 20, 2009. In a sense, Eid al-Fitr prayers are our appreciation of divine blessings in the month of Ramadan. It is an appreciation of this new birth. During Eid al-Fitr prayers, we repeatedly say to God, make us benefit from all the goods which Muhammad and his household benefited from. We say to God, let us enter the pure paradise of faith, morality, and action, which you allowed these chosen ones enter. Then we say, and get us out of all the evils which you helped Muhammad and his household, your girdings be upon him and them all, get out of. During Eid al-Fitr prayers, we ask Allah to help us get out of the hell of immoral actions, conduct and benefit from which He protected these great and dear Imams. We illustrate this great goal for ourselves on the day of Eid al-Fitr, and we ask Allah to help us reach this goal. Of course, we ourselves have a responsibility to make efforts to stay on this straight path. This is what piety is.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Eid al-Fitr is an Eid of divine mercy. November 4, 2005. Spending the month of Ramadan in worship, fasting, tawassul, dhikr, and humility until the last day is a true Eid for a faithful person. This Eid is not similar to materialistic and worldly celebrations. Eid al-Fitr is an Eid of divine mercy. It is an Eid of divine forgiveness. It is an occasion for thanking God. An occasion for the people to thank God for having been able to worship God for a month and to successfully celebrate the great divine Eid at the end of it. For having been able to benefit as much as possible from dhikr, dua, tawassul, humility, fasting, and praying in the month of Ramadan. This is an Eid for pious Muslims who have successfully spent a month in worship and abstinence, hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted, would bestow mercy and divine rewards on them. Those who have turned their backs on God and religion, Allah the Exalted invites them to turn to Him out of His mercy and kindness. This is divine mercy and grace by Allah's favor. Our dear youth who developed certain spiritual characteristics in this month will preserve these characteristics. By Allah's favor, they will preserve these spiritual characteristics until the end of their lives, or at least until the next month of Ramadan, the next Eid al-Fitr. We should preserve our close bond with the Holy Quran, our attention to God, our involvement in divine remembrance, our presence in the arenas in which Allah the Exalted wants His servant to be present, including the arenas relating to our inner selves and the arenas relating to the world of Islam. Our society and the Islamic Ummah, and Allah the Exalted will bless us.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. God. to me.